We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our limud of Mishnayot Masechet Shevi'it. We begin Perek Daled, the fourth chapter, Mishnah Aleph. Barishona hayu umrim. At first, in the beginning, the Chachamim said, Melaket Adam etzim va'avanim va'asavim mitoch shelo, that a person is allowed to gather sticks and stones and grasses from his own field, kederech shu melaket mitoch shel chavero, just as he is allowed to gather from these items from another person's field, which means during the year of Shemitah, just like a person is allowed to gather stones, sticks and stones from the field of another person, and nobody would suspect him that he's clearing the field for planting, so too, a person in the beginning was allowed to gather such items from his own field as well, of course, in a way that doesn't bring out any suspicion. And that is, et hagas hagas, he would be allowed in the beginning to gather large ones, let's say large sticks or large stones from his own field, because since he's leaving the smaller ones, so nobody's going to suspect him that he's clearing the field. So that was in the beginning. However, misherabu ovre avera, when sinners began to increase, which means they began to gather even the smaller items from the fields, and they were claiming that they're only taking the larger ones. So, hitkinu chachamim were metaken, they made a decree, sheyeheze melaket mitoch shel ze, veze melaket mitoch shel ze, shelo betova. They made a takana that one should collect only from his friend's field, and his friend from his field, which means they should collect from each other's field, shelo betova, without showing appreciation for doing so. Which means that the owner should not thank his friend for doing so, or let's say promise him to return the favor. They should do it for each other without showing any thanks or any appreciation. The reason for that, the Baal Tanura explains, is because when it was done with appreciation, so then what would happen is he would gather not only the large stones from his friend's field, but he would also finish the job and gather even the small ones. And that would be a problem, because then it would look like the owner is actually asking him to do so in order to clear the field for planting. And that would be marita ayin. So therefore, Chachamim said that their owner should not show any sign of appreciation to the one who gathers the large stones from his field, so that the gatherer is not going to be encouraged to clear the field totally and remove even the small ones. So that's the benefit, that's the thought behind the words shelo betova. And surely it goes without saying that the owner should not provide him with food for doing that favor, surely. So that's how it was in the beginning, and then Chachamim were mitaken that since there is a need for the larger stones to be removed, they would be allowed to do so with this arrangement that we just said, explained in Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Bet. This Mishnah is going to talk to us about the penalty that Chachamim would sometimes punish the person who does forbidden work on his field during Shemitah. The punishment would be that he would not be allowed to cultivate his field in the year after the Shemitah. But the Mishnah now is going to teach us in which case this punishment applies and when it doesn't. So let's see. Sadeh shenit kavetza, a field that was cleared of its thorns on the Shemitah year, tizara b'motzei Shvi'it, may be planted after Shvi'it, which means, even though really midrabanan, one is not allowed to remove thorns from one's field on the Shemitah year, but the Chachamim did not punish the one who did so, because after all, removing thorns from the ground doesn't really make it perfectly ready for planting yet, so it's not so severe, and it doesn't warrant a punishment. Although he did something against the halakha, but he's not penalized to be forbidden to cultivate his land the year after Shemitah. But shenitayeva or shenidayera lo tizara b'motzei shvit. But let's say nitayeva. Nitayeva literally means a field that was improved, which means he plowed his field. He plowed it well. Or nidayera. Nidayera means that he penned his animals on the field, which means he made sure to make that his animals will be all over the field and leave droppings that will fertilize the soil. So that is also something that is forbidden during the year of Shemitah, and he is punished with the penalty of lo tizara b'motzei shvi'it, that he's not allowed to cultivate his land during the year after the Shemitah. Bet Shamay sadeh shenitayeva, Bet Shamay omrim en ochlim peroteha b'shvi'it, ubet Hillel omrim ochlim. There's a machloket here between Bet Shamay and Bet Hillel regarding produce that grew as a result of forbidden work on the Shemitah. So sadeh shenitayeva, a field that was plowed well on the Shemitah year, in violation of the Shemitah. Bet Shamay say, en ochlim peroteha b'shvi'it. We're not allowed to eat its produce on the year, on the Shvi'it. Ubet Hillel omrim, ochlim. Bet Hillel say, we still may eat its produce. Another machloket, and this is regarding produce that grew on the field without any violation of Shemitah. Bet Shamay omrim, en ochlim perot Shvi'it betova. Bet Shamay say, we're not allowed to eat produce of Shemitah with showing gratitude to the owner, because produce of Shemitah is really ownerless. It's supposed to be hefker. So therefore, if I'm going to start saying thank you to the owner for allowing me to eat the produce of his field, that's as if he was not mafkir. It shows as if he did not really release his ownership from it. And therefore, Bet Shamay say, en ochlim perot shvi'it betovah. You're not allowed to eat the produce of Shemitah with a show of gratitude. Bet Hillel omrim, ochlim betovah, v'shev lo betovah. Bet Hillel say, we may eat the produce of Shemitah, whether betovah, whether with a show of gratitude, or without. That's fine. Rabbi Yehuda omer, chiluf advarim. Rabbi Yehuda had a reverse version of the machloket Bet Hillel Bet Shamay, which means he held that it was Bet Shamay who permitted to express gratitude, and Bet Hillel were the ones who said that we're forbidden from doing so. Zu mikule Bet Shamay umichumre Bet Hillel. So in other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this halakha here, this dispute that we just learned about, is among the exceptions where Bet Shamay are the lenient ones and Bet Hillel are the more stringent ones. Usually, in most of the machlokot between Bet Shamay and Bet Hillel takes the more lenient side. But here, according to the version of Rabbi Yehuda, this is an exception to that rule. There are a few exceptions to that throughout Ch'as, 6 or 7 of them, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is one of them, where Bet Shamay is the Mekel, and Bet Hillel are the Machmirim. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve'amen.